Today was Chaitanya Charitamrita class, and it's from Adilila. Srila Prabhupada is interesting translation to the words. It's from the first chapter, The Spiritual Masters, where Kaviraj Goswami says, Se bhakta gana hai vivita prakara, prasida gan eka sadaka gan ara. And the translation is simple. Such pure devotees are of two types, personal associates and neophyte devotees. Which is also interesting how Prabhupada translates sadhakas. He translates them as neophyte devotees. And in the word for word, Srila Prabhupada's translation is even more interesting. There he translates parishats as factual devotees and sadhakas as prospective devotees. Really sort of puts a real perspective on where we're at in Krishna consciousness. We tend to use the word devotee very freely towards all types of devotees, towards ourselves and each others. And here Prabhupada says factual devotees, in other words, parishat, the real devotees. Parishats are Krishna's associates in the spiritual world. They're the eternally liberated souls. Very, very rare persons to be found in the world, except when the Lord descends himself, as Krishna did with his personal entourage, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did with his own associates, Gaurangira Sangha Maginitya Siddha Karima. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are all Nitya Siddha. But Srila Prabhupada, he says, they're devotees, factually. In other words, the word devotee applies to Krishna's eternal associates. And what about us who are practicing devotional service, who also take the liberty of using this word devotee? He says they're prospective devotees. Perspective means that our prospect is to become a devotee. We want to be a devotee. We're planning to be a devotee. We're planning to be also parishat, an associate of the Lord. We would like to enter into the spiritual world. In other words, we're candidates for that. But in the strict sense of the word, then we're not really devotees. In the more general sense of the word, yes. Someone who's trying to become a parishat is also a devotee. But just in case that doesn't become or isn't very clear, Prabhupada in the actual translation then says neophyte devotees. Now, generally speaking, you don't consider all practitioners neophyte, because practicing devotees goes from shvara to asakti. And even in the division of practicing devotees, there are kanishta, madhyam, utta. Kanishtam usually come up to the range of anartha nivritti. The madhyam are the nishta bhaktas, or devotees at the stage of nishta, those who are fixed in devotional service. And then the uttamadhikaris are those at the stage of ruchi or asakti. These are Uttama Adhikaris, or these are the divisions of devotees who are in the practicing sense. Sometimes the division in the overall sphere of devotees is more strict. Of course, the Uttama Adhikaris are also devotees at the stage of Bhava or Prema. They're also in the category of Uttama Adhikaris, but they're no longer sadhakas. So when we take that into consideration, then sometimes the categorization may be different. But it's very interesting that here Srila Prabhupada chooses to use this word neophyte devotees, the devotees who are sadhakas, and that may imply that they may be at more advanced stages of sadhana, at the level of taste or at the level of attachment to Krishna, that they're still neophytes. Why are they neophytes? Because real love for Krishna hasn't fully blossomed within them. So it's a sobering sobering perspective, sobering use of words, Srila Prabhupada is really communicating and giving a very clear message that we should not become complacent, thinking that, oh, I'm already a devotee. When actually we're a devotee because by our aspiring connection to Krishna's real devotees. It's just like the example of a sacrifice, a yajna. Although building the yajnashala and collecting wood, milking the cows to make the ghee for the offering is not really part of the yajna, but it's included in the process of yajna because it's connected to the yajna, because ultimately the yajna is dependent on it and it contributes the ingredients to the sacrifice. So we're also very fortunate that we can use this appellation of being recognized and known as devotees, whereas in real truth, the real devotees are the ones who are there in the spiritual world. As Mark Twain said, the good ones never left, the good people never left. And Srila Prabhupada's purport follows in the same way. He says, perfect servitors of the Lord are considered his personal associates, whereas devotees endeavoring to attain perfection are called neophytes. Very strict definition. But there you have it. From the perspective of the perfected devotees, yes, those people who are in the material world, be they just beginning their path to devotional service, perhaps they're on the threshold of transcendence, but until they've entered into the transcendental realm, until they've actually gotten access to Goloka, then they still fall into one category. Namely, they're foreigners. One could use that example of how the citizens of one country view another. Whether you happen to be the prime minister of a foreign power, or you're just an ordinary citizen, a street sweeper, you're still a foreigner. So in the same way, from the perspective of the residents of the spiritual world, whether you're just begun to practice devotional service, or whether you've become an adept practitioner, you're still there, you're still a foreigner, you're still part of the material world, and only when one really enters into Krishna's pastimes is he then really called a devotee or a parishant. So anyway, these are very interesting implications and teachings that come to us from Srila Prabhupada by his translation to these words. And Kaviraj Goswami, he's more general in his word usage. He just uses the word bhakta. Say bhakta, these devotees, and Prabhupada says pure devotees, which means devotees who's not pure by being freed from all impurity, but pure by dint of their desire to please Krishna and serve Krishna, anya abhilasita sunyam, they have no other abhilas, they have no other desire other than Krishna's servant. He says, say bhakta gana hai dvi vidha prakar. Yes, these bhaktas, these devotees, they're divided into two. There's the group of parishadgan and sadakagan. Very general. So I found that to be quite striking. Srila Prabhupada's very sublime message. It's not overstated. Srila Prabhupada doesn't rub it in, although he certainly makes clear that his translations are purposeful, and he makes that clear in the first line of this purport. Devotees endeavoring to attain perfection are called neophytes. Hare Krishna.